I've been a missionary for about 25 years.
我作为宣教士有大概25年的经历。
And I've had many opportunities to talk to people in evangelistic conversations.
我在福音聚会当中和很多人有过交谈。
And I've also had opportunity to observe other people as they share the gospel.
我也有很多机会听到别人在传福音。
And I've found that there is one question that you will always be asked if you are faithfully sharing the gospel.
我也记得有一个问题总是被问，一个总是要问的问题，就是你在怎么样能够有很有信实的去传福上帝恩典的福音。
If you did a good job of sharing God's grace, then most people will then ask you this question.
假如你能够很好的去传讲上帝的恩典的话，大部分人都会问你这一句话。
And it's the question that the Apostle Paul asks in Romans chapter 6, verse 1.
这也是使徒保罗在罗马书第六章第一节所问的问题。
And there was an awful lot that led up to this point in the book of Romans.
其实在罗马书前面讲了很多，然后最后到这一点上。
Paul talked about the entire world being under sin and under the wrath of God in chapter 1.
在第一章，保罗就讲说，整个这个世界是在罪的当中，也是在上帝的愤怒当中。
He said in chapter 2 and chapter 3 that all people, Jews and Greeks, are all under sin.
在第二章和第三章，他说所有的人，包括犹太人，包括外邦人，都是在罪里边，没有一个义人。
And then he tells us that in Jesus Christ, all those who put their faith in him will have their sins canceled.
他也是说，所有的人在耶稣基督里边，凡是信的人都会得救。
And as Paul in chapter 5 of Romans talks about the grace of God, he tells us how wonderful it is.
然后在第五章里边，他说上帝的恩典是何等的奇妙。
He tells us the background in which God's grace was shown to the world.
他给我们讲了上帝恩典的那些背景。
One man caused sin and death and condemnation for the whole world.
一个人带来了罪，带来了死亡，带来了诅咒。
And because of what Adam did, that's why all of us share in sin.
因为亚当所做的事情，所以我们在罪里都有份。
But that's not the end of the story.
但这个故事并没有完。
Because in the midst of a sinful humanity, God's grace shone itself.
但是在人的罪性当中，上帝的恩典自己显露出来。
In the midst of many sins, one act of righteousness on the part of Jesus Christ brings grace to all those who believe.
在所有的罪当中，主耶稣所做的一件事，让上帝的恩典显露出来，让那些信他的人都得到生命。
Many sins brought the grace of God so that you can see what it is.
就很多的罪能够把上帝的恩典显示出来，所以我们可以看到是什么。
And when you think of God's grace coming in the midst of many sins, then it causes people to ask this question.
在我们看到在许多罪当中看到上帝的恩典的时候，那很多人就会想到这个问题。
Well, if God's grace came in the midst of many sins, then after believing in Jesus, shouldn't I continue in sin that grace might increase?
假如说我在许多的罪之上，上帝的恩典能够显多的话，那我不是应该我信了以后，连继续犯罪，那上帝的恩典不是更大吗？
Have you ever been asked that question?
有没有人问你这个问题？
After you've shared the grace of God,
你在分享上帝的恩典之后，
someone says to you,
有人跟你说，
they say, Oh, well, if I accept God's grace, that means I can just keep on sinning, right?
他会说，假如说我接受上帝的恩典以后，我可以继续犯罪啊。
More sin means more grace.
罪越多，恩典就越多。
And that's the way many people understand the grace of God today.
今天很多人就是这样来思想上帝的恩典的。
They think that the grace of God is simply forgiveness alone.
他们认为上帝的恩典只是一个饶恕。
So in this passage, Paul explains to people, no, if you understand the grace of God, you understand how it affects your life.
在这里，保罗说你，假如你真正意识到上帝的恩典的话，你会知道他这个恩典在你生命当中的改变。
And so he shares with each one of us what it means to know Jesus Christ and what happened at the moment that we became Christians.
所以他和我们一起来分享说什么叫上帝的恩典在我们信了以后对我们生命有什么改变。
So there's three things that Paul says in the first four verses of Romans 6 that are very important for you to understand.
在罗马书第四章的前面四节讲了三件事情对我们生命当中有很大的帮助。
And the first seems rather strange.
第一个好像听上去很奇怪。
He says, that all of us who are Christians have been united to Jesus.
那第一个说我们所有都是变成基督徒的，我们都与基督来联合。
Paul pictures this in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
保罗在加拉太书第二章二十节里边，他有这么一个图画。
Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ.
那保罗说我在十字架上与基督一同钉。
And it is no longer I who live.
所以现在活着不是我。
But Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And that life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以我在罪生活着是因为基督在我里边，因为基督把他的生命给了我。
So Paul talks about himself.
他讲了他自己。
And he talks about Christ living inside of him.
他讲了基督在他里面活着。
So wherever you have Paul, you have Christ, inseparable.
所以你看到保罗的话，你就看到基督，他们两人是没办法分开。
Now let me give you an illustration that I hope you can understand to illustrate this difficult concept.
那我给你一个画一个例子，你也许能够知道我所说的是什么样的一个情景。
Some of you have a good friend.
你们会有好朋友。
Some of you have a really, really good friend.
你们甚至是有非常非常好的朋友。
And maybe when you were growing up, wherever you were, your friend was.
也许你在长大的过程当中，你在哪里，你的朋友也在哪里。
You were absolutely inseparable.
你们彼此没有办法分开。
Where there was you, there was your friend.
有你就有他。
For example, 光平。
就像光平一样。
No, 不是像光平，就是我要光平让我们看一下。Jake, okay?
广平让我们看一下这个照片。
These are friends. You have Foe and you have Spice. You have Edward and then you have Mikey.
这个就是你们两个朋友，你有 Foe, 有 Spice, 有 Edward, 有 Spikey.
Mikey, not Mikey, Spikey.
Mikey.
Okay. So wherever you have Edward, you have Mikey, usually.
你有 Edward, Mikey 就在同时会出现。
Now imagine this picture.
那想一下这个图片。
A little bit different.
有点不一样的。
You're on the left.
你在左边。
Jesus is on the right.
耶稣在右边。
And he's got you in his grip.
然后他紧紧地抱住你。
So much so that he'll never let you go.
以至于他永远不会把你放开。
You're united with him.
你与他联合。
And so what does that mean?
这是什么意思？
Paul says you are united with Jesus in the likeness of his death and in the likeness of his resurrection.
保罗说你与基督联合的是在死的形状上与他一样，在他复活的形状上也与他一样。
And so what that means is when Jesus died a death for sin, those of you who believe in him died a death to sin.
保罗是说耶稣基督在为了罪而死，那信他的人就向罪死了。
And so when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, you too were raised from the dead.
所以当耶稣基督从死里复活，你也从死里复活了。
So don't you begin to see now what the grace of God looks like?
各位可以看到这个上帝的恩典是这样的。
It's more than just forgiveness.
不仅仅是饶恕。
It's being united to Jesus.
是与基督联合。
It's experiencing what he experienced.
是经历他所经历的。
And so you know what that means about Easter Sunday.
你知道复活节的早晨是什么样的概念呢？
And you know what it means about Good Friday.
你也知道受难日是什么意思吗？
It means that we don't just celebrate Jesus dying on the cross to pay for our sins.
我们不只是去庆祝耶稣为我们死，为我们的罪而死在十字架上。
And we don't simply celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ on the third day rose from the dead.
我们也不只是庆祝耶稣在三日以后复活。
Instead, we celebrate that when Christ died, we died.
但是我们庆祝的是，当基督死了的时候，我们也一同死了。
He paid for sin, and you died to sin as the controlling principle of your life.
他为了罪死了，我们也把这个罪死的刑罚，我们也是把罪的这个代价也就付清了。
And when Jesus Christ came out of the tomb, never to die again, you came out of the tomb.
当主耶稣从坟墓里出来不会再死的时候，你也从那坟墓里面出来，你也不会再死。
Never to live in your sins again, but only to live in newness of life forever.
再不会在罪里边生活，而是在新生的样子里边永远在生活，永生。
A lot of people are celebrating Easter today.
今天很多人都庆祝主的复活。
And they're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus.
他们在庆祝耶稣的复活。
But don't you see, brothers and sisters, that's only half the story.
但是弟兄姐妹，你们不知道吗？这只是故事的一半而已。
The other half is you.
另外一半是你。
You died.
你死了。
You died to sin.
你向罪死了。
You're raised.
你也复活了。
You're raised to newness of life.
你复活有新生的样式。
And that's what the God, that's what the grace of God is all about.
这是上帝恩典的样子。
So as we go through this passage in Romans chapter 6, what I want you to see is that there are five points that summarize what Paul says is true of us if we're Christians.
这、我们今天就用这个第六章来讲五大点，为什么保罗说我们作为一个基督徒，我们也复活了。
And the first two that I've already mentioned, they're theological.
前面两个我已经讲了，这主要是神学上面的。
They're conceptual.
他们是概念上的。
They're a little bit hard to understand.
感觉不太容易能够理解。
But then, the last three points, they're much more practical.
然后后边三点呢是比较实际的。
But I found as a pastor and I found as a missionary that unless you understand these first two points, you'll never understand how to do the practical.
作为一位牧师、和一位宣教士，我觉得假如你没有办法、能够去理解前面两点的话，那后边三点也是很难理解的。
So Guangping, let's go back to the first outline point. Let me share with you the first point.
所以这是第一点。
When Jesus died a death for sin, you died a death to sin.
耶稣为人的罪而死，你我是向罪死了，或者在罪上面死了。
This is very hard for us to understand.
这我们其实很难理解。
And the reason is because when you become a Christian, you become a more honest person.
这是因为我们变成基督徒的时候，我们变成的更真诚了，更说真话了。
When you become a Christian, you're willing to say to God, I'm a sinner.
当你变成基督徒的时候，你可以向上帝说，我是一个罪人。
And then after you become a Christian, you're still aware of your sins.
你成为基督徒以后，你还感觉到你身体里边有罪。
And you look at a text like what Paul is saying in Romans 6, and you say, I didn't die to sin. Sin is very much alive in me.
所以你看到这个六章的经文里边说，我其实还没有从罪里边出来，我还在罪还在我生命里面。
When I'm driving on the Massachusetts highways, I want to get upset.
我在麻州公路上，我有的时候还会生气。
I lose my temper.
我会发脾气。
When I go on my computer, I want to look at things on the internet I shouldn't look at.
我到电脑上的时候，我有时候去互联网上看一些我不应该看的东西。
April 15th is coming soon.
4月15号马上就到了。
And you all know what happens on April 15th.
你知道那一天会发生什么是吗？
It's not the Easter message.
那个不是复活节的信息。
It's the IRS message.
是国税局的信息。
And many of you are tempted to...Cheat on your taxes.
有人你们当中可能有些人想说在你的税上做点手脚。
You're very much aware of sin as a presence in your life.
你其实很清楚你生命当中的罪。
It's so easy to want to lie to get yourself out of a bad circumstance.
很容易你们遇到一个很棘手的问题的时候，你是说一点小谎话就把你自己解脱出来。
Your wife comes home from the beauty parlor and she says, "Look at my hair. What do you think?"
你太太从美容院回来以后会你说你看我头发现在做怎么样啊
And many of you gentlemen, you lie.
因为我们当中很多绅士他就会你们就会说一点小谎
Honey, look at this outfit, isn't it beautiful?
亲爱的你看我这件衣服是不是很漂亮啊
And you lie again.
然后你马上又说一点谎话
And so the point I'm trying to make is that if we're honest Christians, we are aware that sin is still a strong force in our lives to deal with.
我要说的是假如我们是一个很真诚的基督徒的话，我们会发现罪在我们身上的力量还是很顽固的。
So what is Paul saying?
所以保罗说了什么呢？
How does being a Christian give you the ability to live as if sin is dead in your life?
成为一个基督徒怎么让你有这个能力，让你觉得这个罪在你生命当中没有这个能力？
What faith does is faith looks at Jesus Christ and his death.
信仰就是看着基督和他的死。
And just as much as you believe that Jesus died on Good Friday,
就像你相信主耶稣在受难日死了。
You believe that when he died, you were dying as well.
你也相信他死的时候，你与他一同死了。
And so faith grabs onto the truth of Christ's death and says, I died to having to sin again.
所以信仰就是紧紧抓住说主耶稣基督死了，我也向罪死了。
Now I'd like to make this personal today.
我想用我个人的经历来讲一下。
Personal for you, not personal for me. 不好意思，我没有分享我自己的罪，我要他们自己想到他们自己的罪。
想到自己个人的经历。
So I want you to think about that one sin that you still have to deal with in your life? Everybody think about it.
你现在想一下, 你生命当中有一样罪, 你现在还在跟他做挣扎。
Now don't worry, I'm not going to say turn to your neighbor and confess it. I'm not going to
我没有让你看旁边那位去承认你自己的罪。
But I want you to think about it and condense it to one word, whatever the sin is.
你去想一想, 然后把它变成一个字。
Maybe it's lying.
或者是说就撒谎。
Maybe it's lust.
或者是欲望。
Maybe it's cheating.
或者是, 外遇。
Maybe it's anger.
或者是愤怒。
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count to three.
我们, 要我来讲, 一二三。
Okay? And when I say three, and we're only going to do it in one language, we're only going to do it in English, okay?
我们只用英文来讲,
我们只要用英文算, 一二三, okay?
用英文说一二三,
okay? And after I say 一二三, everybody at the same time is going to scream out your one sin.
我们说了三以后, 每一个人都喊出你想那个罪。
And then the minute you do that, I'm going to tell you what God says.
你说了以后, 我就跟你讲上帝说了什么。
In light of the passage.
就在这段经文里。
Okay, are you ready?
准备好了吗?
Did you all think of that one sin that's driving you crazy?
都想好你们生命当中那一个罪。
Okay, and if we all scream loudly, nobody will know what you said, so don't be embarrassed, okay?
大家都大声喊的时候, 没有人能够听到别人说什么。
Okay, you ready?
好了吗?
One, two, three. Oh no, that was bad. One more time, okay. 我们现在用中文. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
一二三,
dead.
Okay. Dead.
死亡.
Dead.
死亡.
Dead.
死亡.
That's what Paul is saying.
这就是保罗所说的.
In Romans 6.
在第六章, 罗马书第六章,
but some of you are saying, but it isn't dead.
但很多人说没有死啊,
I still feel it.
我现在还能够感觉到啊,
well, hang on, there's more in the passage.
但是这篇经文里面还有其他的,
let's go to the next point.
然后第二点,
because Christ is raised from the dead, you are raised to newness of life.
因为基督从死里复活, 你就一同复活。
Now some of you are thinking, no, that isn't true.
有人说这个,
the way you think about the Christian life is a misunderstanding. You think that you become a Christian and Jesus forgives your sins.
你认为你成为基督徒了以后, 耶稣就,
and then you come into the church and you think, I gotta work hard, I gotta work hard, I gotta work hard. And I can't let anybody know what's really true about me and my sin. And I don't let anybody know how bad my lust is. I don't want anybody to know how dirty my mouth is. Or how many proud thoughts I have when I think about other people or when I think about other children. So how do you take something that God says is already true as a reality and then make it true in your experience?
所以你怎么能够把上帝已经说了,已经确实,真实的事情,能够把它生活在你的生命当中?
You see, there's a misunderstanding about the Christian life.
所以有关于基督徒生活有一个误解。
And the misunderstanding is that when you become a Christian, that living the Christian life is automatic. It just happens.
所以一般人认为说成为一个基督徒的话,那基督徒的生活是一个自动的,他马上生命就改变了。
I become a Christian and Jesus takes away all my sin.
我成为一个基督徒,主耶稣就把我所有的罪都拿开了。
And he gives me strength in areas where I never had before.
让我在我一些没有软弱的地方,他就给了我的能力。
And at the beginning of your Christian life, when you've just received Christ, you're tempted to think that living the Christian life is automatic.
所以当你刚刚信主的时候,你就认为好基督徒的生活就是一个这么一个很自动的过程。
But notice, as we move on into verse 11, Paul doesn't say that.
但是让我们看经文到了第十一节的时候,保罗没有这样说。
He says, know three things.
他说你要知道有三件事。
You're united with Jesus.
你与基督联合了。
You're dead to sin.
你向罪死了。
You're alive to God in Christ Jesus.
你在基督里边向神活着。
And then look at verse 11.
然后再看十一节。
He begins verse 11 with these words in English. He says, even so.
他用里边的十一节,他里边说,即便这样。
And what that means is, he's saying, because of everything I've just said, then this.
这个是什么意思呢? 就是我前面讲的这些话, 然后才有这一段。
What's my point?
我要说的是什么呢?
Unless you've connected yourself by faith to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, there's no way to live out the commands of this passage.
除非你凭着信在死上面和耶稣有联合的话, 我们是没有办法活出我们新生的样式。
So what does Paul say in verse 11?
所以在11节保罗说的是什么?
He says, consider yourselves, count yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他说你们当向罪, 看罪当着自己是死的，向神在基督里面却当着自己是活的。
Count it to be true.
这个当作,
consider it to be true.
就是consider。
Live as if it's true.
就你在活着就像是这样真实的一样。
This word count, consider, reckon, depending on your translation, it's a very interesting word in the Greek.
所以这个当作在原文里边像在你是很有意思的一。
It's an accounting term.
其实是一个会计学上面的术语。
Now I know we have some accountants in our congregation.
我们当中有一些会计学会计的。
Okay. If you're an accountant, raise your hand.
所以你是学会计的。
I know Elder Casey is an accountant, and I know some of the rest of you are.
朱长老是学过会计，还有其他一些人学过会计。
Okay, well, what accountants do is they take the balance over on one side, and then they apply it over here, and they make sure that everybody's done it properly.
所以会计他们会说这里有一些余额，从这里把它加到这里的话，然后这两边就平衡了。So
maybe you're not an accountant.
也许你不是一个学会计的。But
maybe you've got a bank account.
但是你有账号，银行账号。And
you have to be very careful.
你要很小心。
That over here you have your bank balance and all your money.
那这里你这个账号里边有很多的余额。
And over here you have your ATM card and your checks.
那这地方你有你的取款机的或者你的账号支票账号。
Yeah. So what you have to make sure is when you use your checks and when you use your ATM card that it matches the balance over here, right?
所以当你在写你的支票或者你取款的时候，你的这个余额要你要有这个银行账号里边有一定的余额。
So think of it like this.
就这样想。
Your bank account is all that Christ has done.
你现在银行账号里边是所有基督已经做的。
The power to die to sin.
他有这个能力向死向罪而死的能力。
The power to live to a new life.
在这个新的生命里边的力量。
But in order for you to access it by faith, you have to use your T-Quan card. You have to use your ATM card.
So 凭着信心你去取那个款的时候，你必须要有取款卡。
And so you move from one account to another account.
所以你把你这个钱从一个账号转到另外账号，你把这个也是转过去。
And that's what faith is.
这个就是信心。
It's looking at what Jesus did.
就是看着耶稣已经成就的。
And drawing from it.
把从那里边不断地提取。
And continuing to draw from it.
一直从里边提取。
Because there's no limit to it.
因为里边是无穷无尽的。
Because every time you're facing temptation, he's there to help.
所以每一次你遇到诱惑的话，他都在那里来帮助你。
So give grace to help in time of need.
在需要的时候，他总有恩典与你同在。
So this is how Paul pictures the Christian life.
这就是保罗怎么样来给你们描述一个基督徒的生活的一个画面。
It's an act of faith accounting.
是就是在信的这个作为里边来把你们自己当作这件。
And that faith is something you exercise every day, just like you go to the bank every day to get out money, just like you go to the bank every week to write a check.
信心是你每天要去操练一个行为，就像每次需要用钱的时候，都用取款卡在银行取款机里面拿钱一样。
So let me ask another question.
所以我问大家另外一个问题。
Why are some of you not experiencing this?
为什么你们当中一些人没有这样的经历呢?
You see, there's a reason.
里边有个原因。
And the reason is you're trusting your feelings.
那原因就是你更相信你自己的感觉。
The center of your faith is actually you and what you feel and what you think.
你信心的中心其实是你自己的感觉，你自己的想法。
And whenever that happens, you'll never annex this account of what Christ has done.
所以当那个发生的时候，你就没有办法去到基督的账号里边来取款。
So what you have to do is stop looking inward to your sin.
所以你们要做的就是不要再从向你们里边去看。
And start looking outward to the cross.
而是要往外边看，往十字架上看。
And seeing not only Jesus.
说不仅仅是基督,
but see yourself.
也看到你自己。
And you look to the empty tomb.
你看到那空坟墓。
And with eyes of faith, you not only imagine our Savior is raised.
你用信心的眼，你看到不仅是我们救主已经复活了。
You believe that you are raised with him.
你相信你有去救主一同复活。
Now notice there's two more commands that we by faith, looking to the power of Christ, are able to fulfill.
这里有两个命令是我们是借着信心，我们把自己献给神。
The first command was consider yourselves to be dead to sin.
第一个是把自己当作是死的。
That was verse 11.
这就是第十一节。
And it's interesting. Are you aware that verse 11 in chapter 6 is the first time in the book of Romans where Paul gives a command?
你们觉得很奇怪，很有意思的是在第十一节，是在罗马书里面，保罗第一次他是用命令的口气。
不是奇怪，就是奇妙。
很奇妙。
Yes, 很奇妙。And because up until that point, Paul simply tells you what's true of the human race and what's true of you.
从到那时候，到那个之前，保罗只是说我们在人类当中什么是对的，什么是真正发生的。
This is you, this is you, this is you in Christ, this is you, this is you, this is you.
这是你，这是你在基督里，这是你。
And now because of that, this is what you do.
因为那些，这个你们要去做。
You consider yourself to be dead to sin.
你们要当着自己看着罪是死的。
And then the next command is verse, the fourth point on my outline.
下面就是第四点。
Do not let sin reign in your mortal body, but present yourselves and your body in righteousness to God.
不要让罪在你们必死的身上做王，使你们顺从身体的私欲。
Now, do you see that in saying this, Paul acknowledges that we still have sin we have to deal with?
那当然，保罗讲这句话的时候，他其实也是知道这个罪还在我们身上。
But he says it doesn't have to control you. Indeed, it shouldn't control you anymore.
但是他说你不要让罪来控制你，罪是也确实不应该来控制你。
And we have to deal with sin because we live in a sinful body.
我们要对付罪，因为我们生活在个罪的身体里面。
But we don't have to listen to it. We don't have to say yes to it.
但是我们不需要听从罪，我们不需要对罪说 yes.
And not only do we stop taking our body and presenting it to sin.
我们不仅不要把我们自己的身体献给罪。
We take our body and every part of it, every single instrument in our body, and we present it to God.
我们把我们这个身体，我们身体当中每一个器官，我们把它献给神。
So think about this.
所以想一想这样。
Lord Jesus, take my eyes.
主耶稣，请你把我的眼睛拿去。
And all that I see.
我所看到的一切。
And I give it to you.
我都给你。
Think about this.
这样想一想。
Take my mind and all that I think.
把我的思念也拿去，我所有想到的都拿去。
And cleanse it and fill it.
洁净，然后把它注满。
With your holy word.
用你神圣的话语来充满它。
Take my hands.
把我的手拿去。
And let everything that I do be an offering to you, Lord God.
让我所做的一切都成为给你的奉献。
Take my feet.
把我的脚拿去。
And let it take me where you want me to go.
让我的脚到你要我去的地方。
Take my tongue.
把我的舌头拿去。
Take every aspect of my life.
把我生命当中每一个层面都拿去。
From my head to my toes.
从我的头到我的脚。
All of it.
所有的一切。
Take it, Lord.
全部拿去主。
And use it in righteousness for your glory and for your name's sake.
为义的缘由，为你自己的荣耀来使用。
Well, some of you,You want to take part of your body and give it to God, but you don't want to take the other part of your body and give it to God.
你们当中有些人也许说，我们身体的一部分我们拿来献给神，那其他的部分我们自己要留着。
So some of you are saying, Lord, you can have my feet, but you can't have my eyes.
也许有人说，主啊，你把我的腿拿脚拿去，但是我眼睛要自己留着。
And some of you are saying, Lord, you can have my eyes, but you can't have my hands.
但也有人说，主啊，你可以把我的眼睛拿去，但是我的手要自己留下。
And I think you know exactly what I'm talking about.
你知道我说的是什么。
Some of you want to give God anything except certain parts of your body.
你们当中有人就说我会给神所有的一切，但是除非这些。
But let me ask you a question.
那我来问一个问题。
When Jesus died on the cross,
当耶稣在十字架上死的时候，
which part of his body did he withhold for you?
他身体当中有哪一部分他没有给你？
You see, he gave you everything.
他把一切都给你了。
His hands.
他的手。
His side.
他的肋旁。
His feet.
他的脚。
His head.
他的头。
He gave it all.
他所有东西都给你了。
Including his blood.
包括他的血。
For what purpose?
为了什么呢？
Not simply that you would be forgiven.
并不是说你就得到饶恕。
but that you would die to having to listen to sin as your master.
你就死了，你就不会让罪成为你的主人。
But he did that.
他这样做。
He died in his body on that tree.
他在他身体在那个木头上死去。
That you being dead to sin would live to righteousness.
你像罪死了，就像义活着。
But notice that when Paul ends this passage, he ends with a conclusion that is true of you and all Christians.
保罗在这段结尾他会说，这对于所有的基督徒来说。
And my last point is this, that sin no longer is master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
所以今天我要讲的最后 一点就是罪不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，而在恩典之下。
And now we connect everything back to the grace of God.
所以我们把所以这一切都连到上帝的恩典当中。
Because Christians live in a realm where grace is what we listen to.
因为基督徒做我们是生活在这个恩典的境界之下。
Let me give you an example.
来让我来给大家举个例子。
In American history, there was a time where Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves.
在美国历史当中，林肯总统曾经释放黑奴。
And after that happened, many of the slaves didn't quite know what to do with it.
这个黑奴得到解放以后，他们当中很多人不知道怎么用使用他们的自由。
They still saw themselves as slaves.
他们还把自己当作是奴隶。
So many of them chose to stay with their old masters.
所以他们当中很多人选择跟他们以前的主人住在一起。
You see, that's what Paul says, don't do.
这是保罗说你们不要这样做。
Sin no longer is master over you.
罪不再在你们身上作王。
You don't run back to it because it's familiar.
你不要往回跑，因为这是他们觉得很熟悉，看上去很熟悉。
You leave it because you're under grace.
你要离开它，因为你是在恩典之下。
So what we see in this point is that the whole reason why holiness is possible and the whole reason why we can fulfill these commands goes all the way back to Jesus and the cross and the resurrection.
所以我要说的是为什么我们能够过圣洁的生活，我们可以回到主耶稣里面，是就是因为主耶稣的复活。
So what is grace?
什么是恩典？
It begins with forgiveness.
一开始要有宽恕，有饶恕。
But it's the power to live the new and the resurrected life in Christ Jesus.
但是更重要的是要在主耶稣里面能基督耶稣里面能够活出新生命的能力。
And that power can change anyone, can change anybody.
这个能力可以改变任何人。
And when you understand that, not only does your life transform,
当你意识到这一点的话，不仅你的生命得到翻转。
It transforms the way you share the gospel.
而且也让你和人分享福音这个方式也能够得到翻转。
Because you look at other people no matter how far away they are from God.
当你看到别人不管他离上帝有多远。
And you say, they can change.
你可以说他们也可以被改变。
The minute they believe Jesus and understand what this amazing gospel of amazing grace really is.
当他们一旦认识耶稣，知道这个奇妙的恩典的时候，他们都会改变。
So what is the message for today?
所以今天的信息是什么呢？
That we celebrate.
我们要庆祝的是什么呢？
Jesus died.
耶稣死了。
He died to pay for your sins.
他为我们的罪付出了代价。
But even more importantly, he died that you will not have to live to sin as your master.
更重要的是他死了，所以你们不会让把罪作为你们的主人。
And Jesus was raised from the dead.
对，耶稣从死里复活。
And you too have come out of the tomb.
你也从坟墓中出来。
That's what we celebrate.
这是我们所要庆祝的。
Let's pray together.
让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done for us.
主耶稣，我们为你为我们身上所做的一切，我们感谢你。
It is so amazing.
真是很奇妙。
Amazing grace that you would forgive our sins.
奇妙的恩典，你把我们的罪都赦免了。
Amazing grace that you would change us by faith.
奇妙的恩典，你凭着信改变了我们。
So Lord, take us today and help us to be the people who stop sinning and present all that we are to you in righteousness.
主耶稣今天来帮助我们，把我们从罪中解救出来，能我们可以向你活出义的生命。
And we pray, Lord, for those who came here today discouraged without hope.
我们为今天当中失望的、没有盼望的人来祷告。
That their hope would be more that when they die, more than when they die, they would go to heaven.
他们的盼望不仅仅是死了以后去上天堂。
We pray that their hope would be that Jesus gives grace now.
我们真是祷告，他们的盼望是耶稣现在就把恩典降临到他们身上。
Lord, help us to be those who walk and who live new in Christ Jesus.
帮助我们生活有一个新的生命，像耶稣一样的生命。
We pray in Christ's name.
奉基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We will use this hymn because he lives to reflect the word of God.
Please stand.